If you think about this firehouse, let's look at it from another standpoint. Undivided Deity Incorporated. We have the personality of the Universal Father as this centerpole. And now I want to expand this centerpole into three concentric circles. It is a triconcentric centerpole. And now we're visualizing the reality of the Trinity functioning throughout all three of these levels. And paper 10 specifically states that when you think of the Trinity on the first floor, they have a name for it. This is the Trinity of Supremacy, which means the Paradise Trinity functioning on the finite level in time and space. And when you think of the Trinity functioning on the second floor, they have a name for this too, the Trinity of Ultimacy. The Trinity functioning as omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. These are the attributes of ultimacy, the qualities of ultimacy, the qualities of the absonite, of the transcendental level. And then there's the Trinity without limitation. They don't give a name for the Trinity. This is the Paradise Trinity functioning without limit. Call it, if you please, the Trinity of Absoluteness, if you want it. Now, whenever you have a Trinity reality, you have, apparently, a tendency to personalize the experiential values of whatever level the Trinity functions on. God the Father.